Vegas Golden Podcast. We continue on with our A Player Per Day podcast series. We're more than halfway through the roster now. Here on a Friday, on our fourth defenseman, and that is Nick Holden. That's who we're going to discuss today. I'm Case Kiefer alongside Justin Emerson. Holden, it's tough to really project what's going to happen this year. You're probably going to be fighting for minutes down at the final defensive pairing, if I had to say.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that this is a guy that's going to be kind of the sixth, seventh defenseman on the team. He's going to get his ice time just because, well, you don't go through a season with 23 guys. Nick Holden, not too much to say. He, like we said on yesterday's pod, kind of had struggled early in the year with John Merrill, but kind of got it together, played well, was kind of the injury fill-in, played game one of the playoffs before being healthy scratch for games 2 through 7. Second year of a two-year deal that pays him an average annual value of $2.2 million. Yeah, Nick Holden.
Was kind of known as a steady guy when he came in, signed with Vegas last offseason after I've been with a bunch of teams before that. Looks like, even more than I thought, like 5 different teams.
Yeah, did you know he's 32 years old?
I did not know he was 32 years old either.
He doesn't look it. He's got 4 kids.
He's one of the seniors of the team.
Yeah, he's one of the older players on the team, which is kind of hard to believe.
Yeah, him and
he doesn't really look it.
Yeah, not at all. I would have thought he was like 29 or so. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know him any better. So, you know, being that he came in with this reputation of being such a steady guy, and he's a guy that's not really ever going to blow you away, but not really going to kill you either. What was last season a little bit of a disappointment for him? I feel like at least the mood among the fan base, I would say, is not very high on Nick Holden, maybe that he was more of a negative than a positive.
I wouldn't say that he's more of a negative. I mean,
that's unfair.
Yeah, I don't. And I feel like I'm maybe a little too sunshiny sometimes on this pod. But the fact is, the Golden Knights were really good last year, and they were strong possession numbers. And by a lot of the metrics that I feel are important, they didn't have a lot of bad players. As far as Nick Holden goes, maybe a little disappointing. He, 3 years ago with the Rangers, or I'm sorry, 2 years ago with the Rangers, he had 34 points, was traded mid-season, then the next season finished with 17 points between New York and Boston, and then came in with 15 points. So very similar player in 2018-19 to what he was the year before. Maybe the Golden Knights were hoping that they were getting the player that he was before that, in which 3 of the last 4 years, from 2013-14 to 16-17, he had at least 22 points, double-digit goals twice. So maybe he wasn't exactly what Vegas was hoping for. I think if they could probably redo that contract, they might not have had it, particularly on the books this year when they were in a cap situation. But he's a veteran on the blue line that should be able to usher in kind of a new, whatever new wave of defensemen are coming. He's a free agent at the end of the year, and I think this is probably his last year in Vegas.
Yeah, that it'd be hard to argue. I do think for a guy that's going to be your sixth or seventh, I don't necessarily think that he is a bad option there. Like you said, Vegas is a team with a lot of good players. I mean, if this is a guy who's a healthy scratch a lot of nights, I think that he's better than that. I still believe in him as one of these guys that's not really going to hurt you, that can be out on the ice and kill some time for you. That being said, do you feel like he's a guy that's going to be up in the press box on most nights?
I think that depends on training camp. And I think that it's going to come down to how he plays and which rookie defenseman plays better. Because, and we'll get to this, I think next week, maybe the week after, we're going to be talking about the rookies. But if it's Nicholas Hague that wins the job out of camp, the top defensive prospect, they're not going to want to bring him up to put him in the press box. They're going to want him getting top line power play minutes in Chicago at the AHL level. But maybe if it's kind of an older guy with a lower ceiling, a Zach Whitecloud or a Jimmy Schult or a Dylan Coughlin, maybe they decide that them and Holden can kind of switch spots a little often, rotate in and out more. I am curious to see, though, for the entire season, how much Nick Holden plays this year.
Yeah, that will be a thing to watch. He seemed to have a more defined role coming into last year, ended up playing 61 games. Yeah, man, he's had some seasons where he's played every game. So, you know, he has been a pretty a dependable guy, has stayed pretty healthy throughout his career, but does face some challenges this year in terms of the roster. Anyone specific that you feel like he pairs the best with or who we should watch him to play alongside? I know, as we've mentioned ad nauseum for 2 days now, the Merrill Holden pairing did not turn out so well. You probably won't see that again, but who on this team is holding the match with?
Maybe John Merrill.
Okay.
And I think that part of that is because it just kind of depends on how the rest of the roster shakes out, because they could decide that they liked what they saw out of the Nate Schmidt, Derek England pairing. That was something that we didn't talk about on the Merrill pod, was something that had finished out last year. If that's the case and the rookie isn't quite ready yet, they could go back to the well with Nick Holden and John Merrill. They could play Nick Holden with Derek England in one that I think would have a lot of Golden Knights Twitter flipping their table over if they saw Nick Holden and Derek England paired together. But it'll kind of be interesting, and it might just come down to who is available and who he's filling in for. I'm not necessarily sure that Nick Holden will have a defined partner or somebody that he plays a majority of his games with.
That makes sense, especially with the role that he's in. With some of these guys at the bottom of the roster, we're really grasping at straws for things to fill this podcast with to talk about. So yesterday, that led to us getting into a discussion on the state of Oklahoma hockey with John Merrill. What about if you poke around for Nick Holden?
Oh my God, where are you going with this?
So you get some conflicting results. Did you know there's another famous Nick Holden? I say famous in quotations.
Oh boy.
Have you ever seen the TV show White Collar on USA Network?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
I did not think you were going to say. Apparently, it is the lead character, Neil's alias, in an episode. I went to like the second page.
That's his alias?
I went to the second page of Google and I saw like Nick Holden TV show, and I clicked on it like, whoa, Nick Holden got a cameo in this. And then it took me to some Wikipedia page of White Collar, the TV series, and it was like Nick Holden is an alias Neil Caffrey used in a certain episode.
Let me rephrase. I watched.
I can't believe you watched it. I never heard of it.
The first season.
How was it?
I watched a couple of episodes. Well, if I really liked it, I would have watched all of it. Well, you know, I prepared for a lot of hockey talk. I'll be honest with you. I was ready to answer a lot of questions. I was not prepared for this one. Oh man.
Well, I'll read the Wikipedia premise while you gather your thoughts. I want a comparison between Neil and Nick Holden.
All right. I'll
because
give you
Nick
one.
Holden
right,
is.
I'll give you one.
Well, right. Let's read the premise first so people know what we're talking about. Neil Caffrey, a renowned con artist, forger, and thief, is captured after a 3-year game of cat and mouse with the FBI, specifically Special Agent Peter Burke. With only 3 months left in his 4-year sentence, he escapes to look for his girlfriend, Kate. Peter Burke once again finds Caffrey and returns him to prison. This time, Caffrey proposes a deal to help Burke apprehend dangerous white-collar criminals with the FBI as part of a work release program. After some hesitation, Burke agrees, and thus they begin their unconventional and testy relationship.
That's
how you remember it?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I thought you were going to talk about the episode that the guy went by Nick Holden.
I accidentally X'd out of that.
No, that's all right. I think we've read enough Wikipedia entries for today.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot to add to that conversation. I am going to go back to hockey, though, if that's...
Go for it.
If that's all right with you. So Holden has seen his possession numbers on a steady increase. His second to last year in Colorado back in 2014-15, he was at 42% Corsi. Very, very bad. Colorado then next year, 45. New York the year after that, 47. And then split in time between New York and Boston last year, about 48-49. Last year in Vegas, 56% Corsi. So he was kind of dominating the possession. And I think that that's going to go back to a lot of what we said with John Merrill on yesterday's pod, was that this is a guy who was playing kind of bottom pair minutes. So he was able to take advantage of the lower forwards on the opposing teams. And that's what you want out of a guy on your bottom pair. He did have 3 goals. He had 12 assists, 15 points. So I think if you're looking for what Nick Holden is at this point in his career, this is pretty much what you can expect. A couple of goals, mid-teens in points, maybe a little bit on the lower side of that. If you're looking for him to be a top pair defenseman, you're in trouble. If you're looking for him to be a bottom pair defenseman, he could probably fill in pretty admirably in that role.
Yeah, another guy probably not going to be here long term, but we'll be looking to make the most out of this as his contract winds down. It's just hard to have any really strong takes on the guy. I mean, I think that...
Yeah, I do. I agree with that one.
He just falls kind of right in the middle. Maybe he can be resourceful, such as Neil in White Collar.
I do not think that... I feel like there's a lot of Nick Holden hate around the Golden Knights interwebs, and I don't think that that's necessarily justified. He had a slow start to the season, but ended up with a pretty good year.
And I know we say this about everyone, but by all accounts, a good guy, close with a lot of guys on the team. I know he's done a lot of charitable stuff, so definitely not hurting the locker room tenor or anything.
No, he's a good
that.
Guy. So, yeah. All right. So
that's Nick Holden.
I'm guessing that the Westgate doesn't have...
yeah, we got to make another prop bet for him. Now I'm feeling like we might have gone a little too far with the Corsi yesterday. Maybe we just go back.
What about a games played could be an interesting one.
Yeah, that could be. Now you put me on the spot. I'm gonna have to come up with a games played one. Yes, we did games played for someone else too.
England. You had 64.5 for Derek England.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Nick Holden last year played 61. I would feel like there's probably gonna be a slight decline, if anything, this year, but you don't want to go too far in case there's injuries. I'm gonna say 56.5.
56.5. I think that's a good number. In his career, let's take a look. He's been steady. He had that year in Colorado. He had 54 games, but then he went 78, 82, 80, and 73. So he'd been a steady player, but 61 last year. So 56. I do believe that the younger defensemen are going to come up. I think that Nick Holden's going to be the odd man out this year. I'm going to take under 56.5 games.
Yeah, I think we've disagreed on like all this week, but I'm going to have to go with you and go under. It just seems like I said, there's a lot of guys competing for time, and maybe he's going to be the odd man out more times than a few.
Yep.
Any parting thoughts on Nick Holden or Neil from White Collar? There was also a Nick Holden in Operation Petticoat, a 1959 movie starring Cary Grant.
In the order of things that I would care about, I would go Nick Holden, the hockey player, Nick Holden, the alias on White Collar, because I've seen a couple episodes, and then whatever that last thing is.
Operation Petticoat. Cary Grant, that's a big name.
Okay, cool.
Lieutenant Nicholas Holden. All right, cool. Well, that's where we're going. I'm just trying to give you some info on Nick Holden. We'll see what he does this year. We're both going under 56.5 games. We'll get to some other guys I know you've been waiting for next week.
Had to save the good ones. We came out hot with the Flurry, Carlson, Marchessault, Smith. Had to finish up. Had to save the next guys for last. Keeps you guys listening.
Absolutely. Well, it has been fun. This has been Vegas Golden Podcast. We're off for the weekend, but every weekday leading up to the season, opening night against the Sharks, you can expect us to be talking about someone. So make sure you check that out next week. For Justin, I'm Case. Thanks for listening.